This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here is what matters on June 14, 2026. A new report warns that fragmented licensing of satellite operators like Starlink could cost African governments billions in revenue leakage and lost bargaining power, with $1.7 billion in potential losses over the next 5 years. This risk isn't just about lost revenue, it's also about the power to shape the continent's digital infrastructure. For builders and operators, this means that navigating complex regulatory environments just got even more critical, and those who can't adapt may find themselves on the outside looking in. Can any single regulator or regional bloc effectively coordinate a response to satellite operators, or will the lack of cohesion just accelerate the revenue leakage? As satellite internet operators expand across the continent, they're likely to intersect with local venture ecosystems, where funds like South Africa's Aeons Ventures are backing early-stage founders with $6.1 million in seed funding. This seed fund, backed by the SASME Fund's HISFOF and the Technology Innovation Agency, will focus on funding early-stage startups, which could potentially include those working on satellite-related technologies. For investors, the key implication is that early-stage funding is still flowing, but it's essential to look for startups that can navigate the complex regulatory landscape. Yesterday, we talked about the importance of local ecosystems in driving innovation, and this seed fund is a great example of that in action. The use of AI in financial services is also on the rise, with Nigeria's BeFree closing an AfricInvest-led growth round to scale its AI platform for buying and recovering non-performing loans across African markets. This growth round will help BeFree expand its operations, but it also raises questions about the role of AI in financial services and how regulators will respond. For builders, this means that AI-powered financial services are becoming increasingly important, but they must also be aware of the regulatory implications of using AI in sensitive areas like loan recovery. Which markets will see the most significant growth in AI-powered financial services, and how will regulators balance innovation with consumer protection? In a bid to back pre-seed and seed startups in underserved African markets, Digital Africa has launched the $58 million Digital Africa Seed Fund, with tickets up to $2.3 million. This fund will focus on supporting startups in 20 underserved markets, which could potentially include those working on innovative solutions for satellite internet, AI, or other technologies. The key implication is that there are still many opportunities for growth in underserved markets, but it's crucial to look for funds that can effectively navigate the complex regulatory environments and provide support to early-stage startups. As fragmentation remains a significant challenge for Pan-African ambitions, which funds will be able to balance the need for scale with the need for local expertise and compliance? That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akaeza.